The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you wishing to construct a tower does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there's enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while the other king was still far away, he would send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all of his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, today we continue our journey with our Lord to the cross on Calvary, and we're with St. Luke, and he returns to a very familiar theme throughout his Gospel, the cost of discipleship. Now, remember, St. Luke was writing to Gentiles who were converting to the Christian faith. They weren't following the Mosaic law. In other words, they weren't Jewish. So perhaps the Jewish people had already found that cost of following the Lord. So these may have been atheists or agnostics. So it would have been maybe all new to them. So he really gives us a challenge today, our Lord does. He says that if anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, or even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Well, that word hate, it really is very confrontational to us. And I think our Lord intended for it to be that way. Got to place the verse in the context of the whole chapter. So our Lord was definitely trying to grab our attention and the attention of his first followers there. He follows it then with two metaphors. First one was probably something we can relate to. The metaphor of a man who's building a tower, a house, making a construction. And he does so without counting the cost. And then he finds out he's run out of money. Doesn't have the energy, doesn't have the capacity to follow through with what he started. So this is an illustration to explain the difficult statement of hating the very gifts that God the Father has given us, our family, our possessions, our very lives. These are gifts from the Lord. How can we possibly hate them? But St. Luke is trying to tell us through the words of Jesus that we have to first count the cost. And the cost is the willingness to give up everything, even the good gifts that God the Father has given us. So when we look at the word hate, I'd like to tell you what it means in Hebrew or Greek, and the priest that we had last week probably could have. So he was a lot younger and a lot smarter than me. So I have to kind of rely upon other commentators, and one of the ways that I do this is, where else was this word found in the Bible? So Mr. Google kind of helps with that. And in the Old Testament, from the prophet Malachi, the Lord God said, "I have loved you, Jacob, but Esau, I have hated." Well, did God literally hate Esau? No, of course not. This was a cultural way of showing preference of one over another. Now, in our culture, we do the same thing. We have certain phrases where maybe somebody from outside of our culture would take it quite literally and think, oh my, well, that sounds rather strange. So for instance, right now I heard somebody's, wasn't yours, was it, may have been, your stomach grumbling. And you say, I am so hungry I could eat a horse. Not coffee and donuts, but a horse. So someone else from outside of our culture would think, oh my, they eat horses in this culture. Or maybe you went for a hike and you come home and you say, my feet are killing me. Well, your feet aren't literally killing you, but you know, it's an expression. So our Lord was using an expression that was familiar to the Jewish world. So most of us won't have to make that painful choice of turning our backs on our family in order to follow Jesus. But many Christians do, don't they? Especially in our world. So I invite you, don't get stuck on that word hate. Maybe we can do a different translation here. This is what my scripture might say. If anyone comes to me without being willing to be detached from your telephone, your entertainment, your pleasures, your ball games, even your family, your job, or your very life cannot be my disciple. For whoever does not carry his own cross and coming after me cannot be my disciple. So when we read the sacred scriptures, it's important for us to understand the cultural context in which it was written, and then to try to place that into our own culture, into our own personal context. So rereading that in that manner might make a little bit more sense. We all struggle with the gifts that God has given us. Some of these gifts are things, some of these are activities. So for instance, on Sundays, we're given many choices. Should I participate in a ball game, or should I give God honor and praise? Well, our Lord is suggesting, no, the ball game is wonderful. It's a gift from the Lord. But first things first. First go to church, and then go to the ball game. And these are just ways of preferring one over the other. And so today we pray that the gifts that have been given to us by God the Father, which is our families, our possessions, even our sexuality, our hobbies, our entertainments, our very lives, that these things will draw us closer to the Lord Jesus. And when they don't, that we critically look at them and see how we can put them into a proper perspective. This is what we mean by the cost of discipleship, placing God above everything.